Paul Dana. I'm the driver of the Team Ethanol IndyCar, and currently I'm calling you from a media event we're doing in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
All right. First of all, Paul, why don't you tell me about your new team?
Well, we're really, really excited to have announced that the ethanol program is switched to Ray Hall Letterman Racing for the 06 season, and hopefully a multi-year agreement. It's a huge step up for us from a competitive standpoint. They've got an excellent track record. My teammates will be Buddy Rice, who won the Indy 500 in 2004, and, of course, Danica Patrick, who was the rookie of the year last year, and sort of the media sensation from open wheel racing. So it's a big, big step up for me as a driver because the series is so competitive now. Almost all of the successful teams have gone to a multi-car format, which allows you to share data and information across three cars, which speeds the development of your car up considerably. And certainly for ethanol to be associated with a major name in the sport like Bobby Rahal, who's a multiple Indy 500 winner and series champion, and of course David Letterman, who's his co-owner in the program, it's a big step up for brand strength by association for ethanol. So it's a great program, and I'm the luckiest guy in North America to be able to drive a car of that caliber.
Well, as regarding Team Ethanol itself and this move to Ray Hall Letterman, why is this important to farmers and to the agricultural industry?
Well, obviously we represent, not directly in terms of funding the race car, but the ethanol plants and the ethanol industry partners that support our program indirectly. A lot of their investor partners are from the corn growing and farming community. So we're very proud to represent a huge sector of the U.S. economy in one of the largest business development initiatives in agriculture, of course, being ethanol. And we want to win. We want to run up front and do a good job. And even though all of the cars in the series under our agreement with the league are going to phase into running ethanol as the fuel, and this will be the same for my car as to everybody else, nevertheless, we want that ethanol car to be competitive. And we want it to be up front. And we feel this gives us a better opportunity to achieve that.
For people who don't really know anything about racing, is this going to increase, or how will this increase visibility for the ethanol industry and the ethanol team?
Well, the visibility for the team, just from the standpoint of it's a leading team that's got a successful track record and a very well-developed marketing and PR machine and just a natural leader team in terms of media exposure because of the ownership structure. The ethanol program benefits, obviously, because all of the cars in the IndyCar series are switching to ethanol as their fuel, so it makes a huge statement on behalf of the industry about the quality of the fuel and its performance abilities. We sort of summarize it by saying, the best racers in the world and the fastest race cars in the world are out there doing 220 miles an hour on ethanol. It's probably good enough for your minivan. And that's sort of the foundation of the marketing campaign that the ethanol industry has created that supports this program. And you're going to start seeing that message in billboards and print ads and radio ads and stuff in markets as the advertising thing picks up steam. So the race program forms the performance message foundation of the ad campaign. And IndyCars and associating with a top team like Ray Hall Letterman is a great way to do that.
Tell me about why you're a believer and what it means for the IRL to switch from 10% ethanol this year all the way up to 100% next year. Why are you a believer, and why do you think that IRL has become a believer in ethanol?
Well, I grew up in St. Louis, and my wife's from North Dakota, and so our family is very strongly centered in the Midwest. And I personally, a little bit of a weird duck in racing, that I've always kind of been an environmentalist, and I've always thought about ways that we could take our leadership position as drivers in racing. Fans respect us as being the authorities in high tech and automotive and racing and all that. How do we put that position of credibility at the disposal of something useful? And it's very exciting to be representing a program that sees a major sanctioning body in motorsports become the first ever to put itself on an environmental footprint. The old saying in racing is win on Sunday, sell on Monday, and racing exists as an industry to sell cars and tires and motor oil. So here we've got this great American success story in the ethanol industry. It's the definition of that American grassroots can-do entrepreneurial spirit where the ag industry in this country has developed a very viable fuel industry as a secondary product and developed markets for it, and we're seeing that grow. and being Midwest-based and with the IRL being based in Indiana and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you know, there's a very strong Midwest tradition in the IndyCar series, so they certainly saw it as a natural fit. For about the last 40 or 50 years, IndyCars have run on methanol, which is an alcohol fuel, but it doesn't really have any strong grassroots support nearly on the scale of ethanol, and a lot of it's imported, a lot of it's made as a byproduct of the petroleum refining process. So it's all well and good. It's a very effective performance fuel. Racers are very used to dealing with it, but chemically, ethanol is very similar to methanol. Ethanol also is an alcohol. They burn very, very similarly. Their performance in the motors is very similar. The difference is you can burn ethanol in your own car. All cars on the road today, you know, can run on 10% ethanol, and we see 10% of ethanol in the fuel in a lot of Midwest markets. In fact, Minnesota just moved to a 20% mandate, so 20% of the gasoline in the state of Minnesota, it contains ethanol. So this gave the IRL an opportunity to put a fuel in the Indy cars that directly relates to what consumers can put in their own car. And so it was a very natural fit, and obviously with the situation in Iraq continuing and with the recent spikes in gas prices after the hurricanes and stuff, a lot of people are paying attention to gasoline policy, gasoline prices, and our energy policy. And it's just awesome for me as a driver to be able to represent a program that has a big impact away from the racetrack.
Generally speaking, what's your outlook on the 2006 IRL season with the switch to 10% ethanol?
Well, it's the same for everybody, so it's not going to affect the on-track competition at all. Especially only going to 10% blend, it's going to have zero effect on the performance of the cars. They're still going to go 220 to 230 miles an hour. So it's a seamless technical transition, which is good for everybody. We're very happy to be working with Honda, which is the engine company for the series, to make that transition as seamless as possible for all the race teams. And I'm looking forward to getting back in the car after my injury and getting back in a more competitive environment and hopefully figuring out a way to race towards the front.
What has been the attitude of other teams, other drivers, other owners that you've talked to regarding the transition to ethanol?
It's been very supportive. They understand the marketing link with the league. They understand that Midwest connection and tradition. And they certainly are used to welcoming new sponsors into the sport. So all the teams and drivers are out there looking for funding partners, and they understand which side the bread's buttered on. So whenever they see an aggressive new sponsor come into the sport, that just contributes to the overall health of the league. So our reception's been very positive.